Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, November 17th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, last Friday before Turkey Day, joined in studio by Caleb Rice, Matt Morgan, and Carrington Nelson. Having a great time here pre-Thanksgiving. And by the way, go to YouTube and you can check out the exchange. New episode out today, our Thanksgiving episode with Mary Ellen Withrow. Just go to a YouTube exchange, Scott Spears. Matt, tell them about all the events coming up in the month, really, of late November and early December so far that we know of.
So, as of right now, in November, there is, on the 25th at 7, there's going to be the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
And 8 days away.
Eight days. I mean, it's right there. So that's going to be on the 25th at 7 o'clock.
Downtown Marion, Founders Downtown Park, Marion. Over 3,000 people.
It'll be big.
It's going to be big.
And then on the 9th...
And the elves will be there.
Yeah.
Named?
Claxton and Fruity C.
Fruity C.
And then at Caledonia, they'll be basically the same thing, except there'll be only one of the elves, and then Fruity C will be there, and then I do believe it'll be Vixen.
Vixen the reindeer.
Yep.
And that will be December the 9th at 6:15.
But at both events, Scott will be reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and lighting the tree. We'll be singing two songs, "Jingle Bells" and "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." Santa Claus will be there. The Grinch should be there. I mean, it should be big.
Big thing. And tell them about the fruitcake toss.
And then the fruitcake toss takes place on the 14th of December. At 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock right here at WGH. We'll be out back in the parking lot. And by the way, we just had two new entrants put in during the break there. Linda Sims, who does a show here at the station, and last year's champion, Ed, is in, Linda's husband. So now we're up to 26 people in the fruitcake toss. Give us a call if you want to nominate somebody, 740-383-9944. We do a goodwill donation that night if you want to donate something. We'll pick a charity that is Christmassy that night, but you don't have to donate. It's just, anybody can get in. Anybody and everybody. Now, you're feeling good about this.
Fruitcake toss?
Yeah, because I feel bad that a woman has never won it, and you might be the odds on here. You or Sarah or Mary Ellen or whoever.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope we pull through.
Well, anybody can really win it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the skinny man with the noodle arms won the
72-foot
toss.
And apparently he's still got a big ego about the whole thing.
I heard him talk to him today. Word on the street is.
Donovan Bauer, 72 feet, the holder, and that was the record holder, the 2021 fruitcake toss, 72 feet. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost our caller. Call back. 740-383-9944. See, I got to get there a little quicker. All right. Here we go. I'm on top of it this time. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I would like to nominate Caleb.
We got him for the fruitcake toss.
I won't let you down.
He's in. We got him. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Caleb is in the... I wonder how that happened.
I don't know.
Crazy timing.
Crazy.
I'm popular.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Caleb is now in the fruitcake toss, so that makes 29 people in this thing. Oh, by the way, it will air that night. We do tape it. It will air. We do it at 7 o'clock, and if you want to listen to it, it will air at 9 o'clock? Yeah, 9 o'clock. 9:15 to 10 that night. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I have a question.
Go right ahead.
These tree lighting ceremonies, are you going to be posting them on YouTube? Because I can't go.
Yes, we will be posting them on YouTube. A lot of people have asked about that. Well, hopefully they'll be up the next day or within 2 days. It'll be interesting. What do you think of these? I really have become the king of Christmas here in the Marion County area.
Well, if you were doing the peanut push, I would say you have become Jeff Ruth.
Well, I don't even think he does that anymore.
No. I don't think he does that anymore either.
No.
But, I mean, he did that for a lot of years.
He did, but we cannot forget that the creator of the Peanut Push and host for many years was Charlie.
Well, yeah, I mean, Charlie was the one, but unfortunately, Charlie has left us.
He has departed, but at this point, I think with Jeff not doing anything more anymore, I think, you know, I don't know that anybody's ever done multiple tree lightings like this.
No, I don't think, you know, I don't think I've ever even heard Jeff doing a multiple tree lighting.
No, so
you
I think
you are the first.
I'm the first, and I believe that Downtown Marion said this is the first tree lighting ceremony, that they've done the tree lighting, but they've never had a ceremony.
Really?
Yeah. So what do you think about the elves here singing that night? My pals here, you think they're going to make it?
If I'm going to watch it on YouTube, I hope they're good.
I hope so, too. Do you like the names Claxton and Fruity C?
No, not really.
Oh. I appreciate your honesty.
Now, what would you like?
More Christmassy holiday names.
Like Noel?
Yeah, that's a good elf name.
Well, we're trying to... We need an official... this came about because we need a spokesperson for the fruitcake toss. So basically, that's what we... Our elf is the... Our elves are the... what would we say? Not spokesperson. Mascot.
We're the face of the event.
Yeah, yeah. Mascot.
Okay.
Well, I could see them being mascots, but... Nah, those names... No.
What do you... We've got 29 people in the fruitcake toss, and we've only been doing this a week. Clearly, we're going to break all records this year. Who do you think is the odds-on favorite so far of this bunch we got?
I really have no idea. It all depends on how they let it go and how far it flies.
Yeah, and that first year, who would have thought Donovan would have set the record that would still stand today of 72? You were there when Donovan threw, weren't you?
Yeah. No, I was there.
Wasn't he just a little skinny kid?
Yeah, but he had long arms.
Yeah,
Hey, I've got long arms.
Yeah, Carrington's got long arms.
Well, there you go, Carrington. Maybe you could chuck 180 feet.
Well, only time will tell, I hope.
You better practice.
I need to get my own fruitcake.
You're going to have... It's coming up.
Get you a 5-pound weight and start swinging it like you're throwing a fruitcake.
You're right, and then I'll have... Whenever it's the 1-pound fruitcake, I'll be like, oh, this is nothing.
That's right.
But remember, it's distance, not height.
Yeah.
Got to remember that. Yes, but we will definitely put those on. Hopefully, we'll be able to make a little show out of them. You know, a little. We'll talk to each of these people beforehand, see how nervous they are. We'll have the event itself up there, and then after, we'll have a little conversation about how it went, and we'll put that all up on YouTube.
Good, because chances are I won't be able to go to the fruitcake toss either.
Oh, well, that'll definitely be up. And it'll air that night at 9 o'clock, so you can listen to it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I could probably listen to it.
Yeah. It's made for radio. Fruitcake Toss is made for radio. It's like a football game.
I could listen to some of it.
Well, it's going to be something. But, yeah, definitely pay attention to YouTube and you'll see it all.
Oh, I have the notification set.
Have you been watching the programs on YouTube?
Yeah, I watch some of them if I think the content's going to be interesting to me.
Well, hopefully we've got the content where it needs to be on most of these episodes.
Yeah, I like the one with Mary Ellen. I watched most of that one.
Oh, good. Good. The one that came out today?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
That'll be good. That's Mary Ellen, and that's a good episode. That's a Thanksgiving-themed episode.
Yeah. I might watch it tomorrow when I get home from work. I might watch it.
Well, there you go. Well, hey, thanks for listening, thanks for watching, and thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem, buddy. I'm always here for you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay.
See? Devotees. And I believe that I'm the king of Christmas. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, with two tree lighting ceremonies, it's starting to look that way.
And now I'm taking you two along with me.
You got to hit every county in Marion.
No, that's too much.
Every county.
All 88 of them.
Yeah.
This is it. I got a fruitcake toss that I emcee. I've got these two little events, big events. And then I've got the Christmas party. That's about all I can handle in the Christmas season.
We've got a lot going on.
But it'll be fun, and we're going to enjoy it. And at this point, we've got 29 people in the fruitcake toss, and Linda, Ed, and Caleb have all been added tonight. Who's going to win? We don't know, but we're all excited to find out. Now, here's the thing. We wish you a Merry Christmas. I've been thinking about this, and it's a very short song.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of afraid it's going to be anticlimactic if that's all we do after we light the tree.
I'm still saying I'm rooting for Marshmallow World.
I don't know that Matt can do Marshmallow World. That makes me nervous.
I'd have to, like, listen to the song so I can, you know, learn it. But it's possible.
Okay, let's do this here. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to practice this because we really need to. But we're only going to practice... We're not going to go through every song like last week. We're just going to do the ones we have. So our Fruity C and Claxton, ready for this?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, now this is it. So don't underplay because I don't want Carrington to be nervous. We're going to have an actual rehearsal prior. But this is... Okay. Happy Christmas to all and to all a good night. And now, here are Claxton and Fruity C, sing along.
What song do we start with?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
Boy, I'm glad we're rehearsing this thing.
Okay.
I'm frightened already.
Okay. Jingle bells,
jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It was good till that point.
We need the lyrics. We're
don't do
sure.
that. Don't do that on.
No, I know.
If you two embarrass me at these
Look,
events.
I'll just cheat and I'll have my earbud in one ear and I'll just cue both of the songs.
Sure, that'll go well. Gee whiz. I cannot believe.
I just want to make sure we've got the words right, you know?
Okay, there's, yeah.
These are like shortened versions. Like the song Jingle Bells is not seriously 20 seconds long.
I don't know why you guys can't do the Wassailing song. I've never quite understood that.
The Wassailing one is terrible.
No, people love that. Here we come, Wassailing, blah, 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 blah. You know, that sort of thing.
It's not very festive to me.
It's very good. Okay, so you got Jingle Bells.
Yes.
Now do the We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I think you can do it. It's very short.
Oh, yeah. That one's
okay, so at the end, Merry Christmas and the tree is lit. Now remember, I'm not turning to you at this point. You just go.
The tree's lit.
Tree's lit.
Okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, we got that one.
Perfect.
That's perfect. And that's just how it should happen.
Okay.
Now, see, I don't even think... hopefully they sing with you, but even if they don't, I think we're okay on that.
Yeah.
Okay, but we need something else there because here's what I'm afraid is going to happen. The tree's going to be lit, and everybody's going to, and then you guys are going to jump the gun, and we'll be like halfway into that song before they realize what's going on.
I know. Maybe we should wait for, if we wait for them to stop clapping, it might get awkward.
Right, so we need something there in between the tree lighting and that.
I feel like you should say something. Like, maybe they clap, and then once the people are finished clapping, we're like... And another one, and then we sing or something. I don't know what the words should be, you know, like...
And another one?
One more carol! And we carol again.
No, I think you guys should go into a song that gives us a little space.
I think we could do Jingle Bells, and then while you could give some kind of speech about, I don't know, something about Christmas. And then while you're doing that, we could sing Oh Christmas Tree while you light the tree.
Do you know Oh Christmas Tree?
No, but we have the words right here, don't we?
Do we? Are they in there?
I think
do
so.
Do we have Oh Christmas Tree in that packet?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's in there.
I thought so.
I feel like we do not have it. I don't think we sang it in the past.
And you don't know the lyrics to Oh Christmas Tree, right?
But let's think. Where are the words? Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
See, that's a little slow. I don't think we should do that.
Yeah.
What about Joy to the World?
We could.
Apparently not. That's a shot down a little bit here. I don't know. What's a good Christmas song?
You know, I'm not opposed to the marshmallow one.
Oh, we've tried. You can try it again, but honest to God,
I don't know.
I don't
want to
put the people through
well.
That again.
It was like I don't even, cats were meowing all through the neighborhood last time.
Oh yeah,
it was bad. See, I think Noel will work. You guys kind of had that.
What about
one.
Rudolph?
Nah, Noel's too preachy.
It's a Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
No, Noel is slower than Oh Christmas Tree.
Not
I
really.
Think.
No.
I think so.
Yes.
What is it you want to do?
I said we can sing Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Rudolph?
Rudolph.
I'll Be Home for Christmas is a good one.
That's just like a lot. That's a lot of songs.
Really? That's a short one. I'm looking at it. It's number 4 here. That's a pretty short song.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think these are condensed versions.
I think that's the second. Look, do number four here. I don't think we did this one last week. Number four is only half a page long. Go ahead. Number four.
I don't know this one.
You don't know this one?
Nope.
Ah. This is a famous one.
I know this one.
Well, I think all of them are famous.
Yeah, but these are. This is a really famous one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have it?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. I don't even know it.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
Please have snow and mistletoe.
Yeah, there you go.
Presents.
Never heard of it.
No, that ain't gonna work.
Christmas Eve will find me.
That's right. It's a good one. It's a nice little song.
That's a good one.
I think you guys, if you did the wassailing one, you'd do well.
Anti-wassail.
What's wrong with you and the wassail?
I don't even know the beat of the wassailing.
Yeah, that's
song.
What I'm saying.
Here we come a wassailing. I love this.
No.
Bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum.
Veto.
It's a good song.
Veto.
Ay ay ay. Well, what do you got? You guys can't do Silver Bells. I don't know. That's a good one.
I don't think we need to decide right now. I think we should leave
8 days
the people
away. 8 days.
In anticipation.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
8 days.
We should decide now.
Remember that. 8 days.
I think the two we have are good.
Yeah, but I'm afraid, I think there needs to be, that one is so short that we've got to have something there. It can be anything.
Maybe we sing the short one, and then you're like, okay, everybody sing along, and then we start another longer song.
But we got to end, that'll be what we end on then. Wouldn't you want to end parting saying we wish you a Merry Christmas?
Oh.
See, that's why I'm the host. That's why I'm the host.
Oh, whatever.
That's why they call it Master of Ceremony.
And that's why we're the elves.
That's why you're Fruity C and Claxton. What is a good... Does anybody know a good Christmas song out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because apparently we are... What about Winter Wonderland? That's a good one. There's no whoop-de-doo behind that. You know that?
Kind of. I don't feel confident enough to lead us on that. Matt, how do you feel about that one?
Probably not. I don't know the word. I don't know the song very well.
What do you know? We need to get to that category. What do you know?
I think you'd be... I'd have to... Hold on.
We got Jingle Bells, and we've got We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
I know Rudolph.
Okay, well, let's see how that goes. Give me Rudolph.
Sorry, we gotta get to the right page.
I think it's a little weak, but we can try Rudolph. Go ahead.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
It wasn't bad singing, but here's what I'm thinking. We're coming off the tree being lit. This is the climax of the whole show. And I just think that song ain't going to get it.
I think the Oh Christmas Tree suggestion was good. We're talking about a tree.
What if we... But you don't know Oh Christmas Tree, right?
I mean...
I think it's so slow, though.
I don't know. We could...
Okay, how about this? How about if we put Jingle Bells? That's a nice quick one. And then we go into We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Let's put something else, the pre-Christmas Tree lighting song. Because that doesn't have to be so fast... You know, paced.
If we did Oh Christmas Tree before the tree, we're singing about the tree, and
don't
the tree
know
illuminates.
I don't think we know the song.
Oh, I mean, Christmas, you can always just look up the lyrics like I do now.
Oh Christmas Tree, how lovely are thy branches.
Don't we have like an upbeat? There's going to be more than two upbeats.
I'm sorry, you were suggesting Noel earlier.
Oh, I think that would be good.
It's not a beat.
Well, it's about Noel. That makes
we're
it
not
upbeat.
Lighting Noel, we're lighting the tree.
No, but it's talking about an illumination.
I think it's too slow.
Oh, excuse me. Well, okay. I, you know, What's a fast-paced one? We need a fast-paced... Like,
Jingle Bell Rock!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
No, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. And we can't do Hippopotamus. Gosh, you'd think there'd be more Christmas songs than this.
Hmm. Doesn't Justin Bieber have a Christmas song?
Justin Bieber's Christmas. You can do Mariah Carey. We all love that, don't we?
All I want for Christmas is you? Yeah. Oh, I could do that one.
Yeah, give us a little.
Well, I got to think about how it starts.
Yeah, everybody loves this song. She makes $1 billion every year with this thing.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
Classic. Like, if it's I looked up classic. A Christmas playlist, that's what's coming up first.
If I'm older than the song, it's not a classic.
Okay, do you want us to sing this one?
What is it?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Oh, let's hear it. Boy, this will be good. Okay, so now remember, this is the first song.
Just so you know.
You never heard Mariah Carey sing this thing?
I'm sure I have. I just don't know. I'm not sure how it goes off the top of my head.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And now here are the WGH Elves, Claxton and Fruity C, with a song I know you've heard before.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
You know what's depressing? You don't know Silver Bells, but you both know the melody of that song.
This is a banger. Mariah Carey killed this song.
Well, staring at the words, I didn't recognize the song, but as soon as Carrington started singing, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of the Christmas classics.
But that's not the whole song, is it?
No, there's several verses.
Yeah,
we sang the first verse.
That's a long song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we just that was good, right?
We need a little more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, give me a second verse. What's the second verse? Does it mean anything?
The second verse is, once again, don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
What's the big Andy Williams one that used to be out every year? Search Andy Williams Christmas song. I'm trying to remember what that was. That was a big popular one that used to be sung every Christmas. It was a upbeat song. Gosh, what was that song that he used to do every year?
I don't know who you're talking about, so...
There's a shock.
I know. I didn't know who it was either. It's okay. I do recognize
that album, though. Like, seeing it on Nashville.
Yes, it's very famous.
I'm like, okay, I've seen that.
And what was his big song?
I don't know. White Christmas?
No, not White Christmas.
The First Noel?
Not First Noel.
Frosty the Snowman?
No.
Would you do that?
No.
Little Drummer Boy? Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Silent Night, Holy Night?
No.
Holy Night?
No.
Happy Holiday / The Season?
No.
Kay Thompson's Jingle Bells? Away in the Manger?
Does anybody know Andy Williams' famous Christmas song? Somebody let me know. 740-383-9944.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's it. Oh, and that fits. That's a good song.
That's a good song.
Let's try that one. Yeah, it's the most wonderful time. Boy, that's perfect. Because it has no religious significance. It has no ties to Santa Claus or anything like that. It's just a good song, and that's what we're there for. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and that's a very upbeat song.
Oh, and it's not, 4 minutes long. It's half the time.
Andy Williams sang it every Christmas. He used to be down in Branson, Missouri. He sang that till he died.
Oh, wow.
Yep, we got it?
We got
it. Okay, let's hear it. Okay, and happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And now here are Fruity C and Claxton with a Christmas classic.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That worked! What do you think, Caleb?
That was the best one.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the whole ceremony right now, real quick. It's going to be rehearsal number one. This is it. Are you ready?
Do the people really want to hear this again?
Yes, mostly they got to do on a Friday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready? Here's the. Now, you're the audience.
Wait, what's our order? Can we go over that again?
That's the first one.
Okay.
Then the tree lighting, and then you come out of that to Jingle Bells, and then we will. Here's my concession. Okay. I'll join you for We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
So I'll end with you.
Okay, okay. Perfect.
Here's how we're going to do it. Okay. Now, remember, I actually have to do the whole whoop-de-doo that night, okay?
Yes, I know.
I don't think you understand the stress on me that night.
I told you, I'd change you roles in a heartbeat.
You would change me roles?
I would change roles with
like,
you.
Like, oh, wait, what, brown serve roles or something?
No, I'll read Twas the Night Before Christmas.
You ain't got that.
You sing.
You gotta have gravitas.
I think I can get some gravitas between now and next Saturday.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, all 3,000 of you, welcome to Christmas in Marion. I'm Scott Spears with WGH Radio, and I am so proud to be here tonight for the first annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Now, first, we're going to learn about downtown Marion, because that's where we are, where all these great events are happening. Let's hear from Andrea Mullins. Andrea? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right. Thank you, Andrea. It's wonderful to see you out here. Happy holidays to you and your family. All right, and now I'm going to read a great tradition for many, many people, Clement Clark Moore's "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, yada, 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 yada. And happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And now, before we light the tree, I've brought the two WGH elves with me, Claxton and Fruity C. Join them for this holiday favorite, won't you?
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That was great. All right, everybody in downtown Marion, Christmas is about to come. Are you ready? Yes. Three, two, one. Clap, clap, clap.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what a lot of fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right, before we all leave downtown Marion, I want you to join us in this favorite. Thank you so much for coming. It's been a pleasure. It's been a cold night here, but we're so glad you're here. And from our family to yours, we wish you a happy holiday season filled with love and happiness. All right, Claxton and Fruity C, here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
For the Christmas tree lighting ceremony for Claxton and Fruity C, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Lights go off. Lights the spotlight turns off.
I know. I think we got it.
It's perfect.
Do you feel comfortable?
It's good. It's good.
Okay, because we had to do that twice.
Yeah, I think we'll need a couple more rehearsals.
We might even have singing at the fruitcake toss.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, they're the same songs.
Just make you guys sing everywhere.
I know. They really want to hear me sing. I don't know if anybody really likes to hear me sing.
No, you don't have a bad singing voice.
Thank you.
I want to give you any compliments here, because your head will get big. Mm-hmm. But it's not bad.
Thank you.
I mean, you're obviously not Mariah Carey.
No.
But you can belt out a carol.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you can give a shot.
I can.
You can do those things. You can give a vaccine and you can belt out a carol.
I'm a multifaceted individual.
Maybe you can give out vaccines that night. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, a little flu clinic. Oh my gosh, Kroger would love that.
Hey, you can give me a shot out there because I haven't had my vaccine yet now.
Oh my gosh.
We'll do that live on the stage.
I'm actually not technically qualified yet. I have to go to a CPR class first.
You're not technically qualified?
Well, no, I have to go to the CPR class.
I swear, I should have just let the person in the deli give me the shot the other day.
You should have asked some more questions before agreeing to this.
I was trying to be nice.
That was really nice of you. I appreciate it.
So these events are all coming up. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. And we've got a show now.
Oh, well, we have a whole production.
We have a whole show here. I mean, you know, they do shows in Vegas, the same show for years.
Yeah.
We got a whole show going on here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think that was very good, Alan, all you and couple more practices, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for all doing that now, and maybe if I don't make it up there at Christmas time, it was a pleasure hearing all of you. You've done a fine job. I think that's a go, go, go. Thank you.
See, I told you.
I appreciate it. I did need a little bit of reassurance that people wanted to hear this.
You know what? But when you're out in the open and the trees there and 3,000 people are in front of your face, it's a whole different thing. It'll sound different. It'll be different. You know what you'll find? You become very close-knit because it's you against them. I mean, that's what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
It's funny. It's interesting how that happens. Just watch.
Hopefully
just
this will settle the rumors of us having drama between us.
I don't understand those rumors. You know, we can bring that up here for a second. Yes, people have come up to me. Now, nobody's come up to you, I don't think.
No, no one ever addresses this.
It must have to do with this show, or maybe it's because of the video program, the exchange. I don't know. But people think you and I don't get along, and I say we get along just fine. And the rumors aren't like that with Matt. Nobody's ever said that about Matt. I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's a male-female thing. I don't know. Because you're older than he is, so I don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
Because we get along really well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We like to joke.
We have a lot of fun with each other.
We do.
But see, that's, I think, your personality and my personality, is that nobody takes anything seriously.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is, and I think people could misconstrue that easily.
Like last week, I think I was making fun of your earrings, and people really thought that I was coming after you.
No.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, it's just the banter. We have to banter.
You know, it really doesn't happen off the air.
No.
People would be shocked. I hate to ruin it for people, but when Matt and Caleb went and got a drink during that, we actually had a conversation.
We did.
Oh, shocking.
Yes.
And
yes.
Nobody called anybody a name or anything.
Yeah, nobody made fun of anybody.
No, imagine.
No, we get along well.
We get along fine. So I don't know. But you know what? All shows where there's discussion, where people don't agree all the time, they always think that there's some kind of friction. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because you don't agree all the time.
I don't know. I'd like to put the rumors to rest, though.
We
like each other. I'm a nice person. Nobody call me mean, please.
No, I don't even know that they're calling you mean.
Okay,
I think
so
they just think that we don't get along.
It's just us. It's us, not me, not you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just we don't get along.
Okay,
but that's not true at all.
No.
Anyway. What other subject did I want to do tonight? There's one other one I wanted to get in before we do the what you're thankful for, because we do want to get that in.
Do we have a top 10 list?
Oh, gosh, we do have a top 10 list. See, I'm glad you mentioned
that. We've got lots to do tonight.
We have lots to do before this show wraps up. We got to get that drum roll going, because we do have a top 10 list tonight. I'm so glad you reminded me.
Oh, you're welcome.
See, pal.
Buddy.
That's right. Fist bump. There you go.
Fist bump.
There we are. It's all love and happiness here at the studio now. All right, tonight's top 10 list from the Home Office in Columbus, Ohio. Top 10 reasons for the president to stop pardoning turkeys on Thanksgiving.
What does that even mean?
Do you understand? Well, every year the president pardons the Thanksgiving turkey at the White House.
What is pardons?
Have you ever been on, parole or in prison?
Oh, no. I mean,
you
look
like somebody who might have been to prison.
No. I haven't, shockingly enough.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You look like you might have been
minor traffic offenses.
Just minor.
Just minor traffic offenses.
Did you? Okay, I'm not even going
to
get into
it. Yeah, we don't need to talk about it right
now. No. In any event, pardon means you, they're going to die, but you stop that.
Okay, so he, there's a live turkey in the White House?
Yeah, it's a live turkey. And every year the president pardons the turkey.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
Here we go. Number 10, the Hamburglar never got a pardon. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Number 9, why not send the turkeys to the same facility where Martha Stewart did time? There you go. Poor Martha Stewart. That still bothers me. Number 8, why don't we make it a reality TV show and give the turkeys a running start to escape? We can call it Who Wants to Be Elmer Fudd? Now, you got to remember the category again here. Top 10 reasons for the president to stop pardoning the Thanksgiving turkey. Number 7, if the president wants to mend our historic fences, maybe he should take an Indian to lunch. There you go. Number 6, to be fair, he should also pardon a pig and a cow. You understand what I'm saying? You're a pig and a cow.
Yeah.
Number 5, he might accidentally pardon Trump by mistake. Good. Yeah, gotta save those pardons. Number 4, the president should pardon the Detroit Lions. Somebody should. Put them out of their misery.
Yeah.
Bad, bad team. All right, number 3. Nobody really wants to eat tofurkey. Tofu turkey.
Yeah, tofurkey.
Tofurkey. Yeah. Have you had tofurkey?
No.
No. Number 2. Doesn't silly season in Washington have to end at some time?
This list is not getting for me.
I know.
Maybe number 1.
And the number 1 reason for the president to stop pardoning turkeys for Thanksgiving, the turkeys still end up on somebody's table.
That's for sure.
They certainly do.
We do have one every year.
I like turkey. And that is our Thanksgiving list. Top 10. We had a good one this afternoon.
It was good, yeah.
You know, those are hit and miss. It's hard to write a top 10 list, to be honest with you. You never know how they're going to go over.
I believe it. I think...
You know what? I hate to get into this, even though we just settled that you and I have a problem with each other. You're always looking over my shoulder. I could tell you were reading the list over my shoulder. And earlier, when I had the notes out here, I saw you trying to look at the notes.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you like this?
I'm interested. I get no work.
You're always in my stuff.
The first like time...
Listen, lady. You come in on Wednesdays. When you come in on Wednesdays, I always have my notes turned over on the desk. And I will be walking around talking to people or something, and I will come back and my notes will be flipped over on the desk because she'll be reading them.
I do not flip them over. I do not leave evidence that I am looking at the notes. If you catch me in the act, you catch me in the act. But I'm going to flip it back over in due time. I will eavesdrop.
I've seen you open my folder before.
The first time I was asked to be on this show, I said, is there anything I need to prepare or bring? Are we talking about anything? No, just bring a water. Oh, okay. And every week since then, you just show up. You bring a water and you hope for the best.
Sometimes we get to them, sometimes we don't.
I know. It's just nice to have a calculated response in my head sometimes to things. Some of these questions are a little hard to on the spot be like, what's my opinion? I don't know.
It's an opinion. You're just supposed to have it on the spot.
I don't want
some predetermined answer.
But I don't. Well, if I haven't thought about something, if I haven't had time to mull and chew on this information, how am I going to give a thought-provoking, intelligent response? Yeah. Speechless.
No, I'm just saying, this isn't exactly Jeopardy. You don't have to come up with some kind of speech.
Well, I just don't like to give stupid responses whenever I haven't
I don't think you've said many things that are stupid.
I know, but I like to be a little more prepared. I like to know. I'm curious. What can I say?
Well, but I just don't know why you got to go through my notes.
Well, you're not going to tell me what we're going to talk about.
You got that right.
So.
You don't try to look through somebody's notes.
Well, I do.
That's why I shorthand everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I still try to figure it out.
You're trying to figure it out.
I was reading that list earlier, and I was trying to figure out what that was, and then I realized it was oh, that's the nomination.
You can't see the nomination list.
I already read it all. I read it all. Don't worry.
But no, I never write exactly what we're going to talk about. I'll put down a bullet point.
Oh, I know. The notes are so funny.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Sometimes.
I remember the one week you looked at the notes and it was something kissing a man or men kissing each other or something.
Men kissing? What are we going to talk about tonight? Yeah. Yeah, that's how they always are. Yeah. It's just good. I want to know.
Do you ever get anything out of these notes that you rifle through every week?
Sometimes I get a little sneak peek.
It was funny tonight because you tried to do it right in front of me. You're sitting like a foot away from me, mm-hmm. and tonight you're like, "Oh, I'll just hit his papers so I can see what's under that one." Like, he'll never notice that. He's dead to the world over there.
No.
I filled him with Novocaine yesterday. He won't notice that.
I just don't know why you're so protective of the notes.
Because they're my notes.
Okay, well, as a co... I don't want to say co-host, co-participant in the show. I like to just know what's
you're
coming.
You're a panelist.
As a panelist in the show.
No, you're a co-host.
Stop it.
No, you're a co-host. Matt's a co-host.
Co-host. That's how I refer to us. I'm like my co-host.
Oh, by the way, boy, did she kiss... Listen, we had a conversation last week about her kissing rear end.
Yes.
Did she kiss my rear end on the show the other night, the television show? Oh. I never dreamed. I was at... We're not going to get to... We got a few minutes before we're going to get to what we're thankful for. But I said, what are you guys thankful for? And her... Watch the television program. Because she slipped in there with such a brown nose answer. It was... I couldn't believe it. That you brown-nosed...
It wasn't the intent, genuinely. I am thankful.
I don't believe it, though. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll go through it. I'm not saying that. But you seem a little uptight from time to time.
I don't know. I think you're overreading into it. Like
I don't
I've
read.
Never...
No. I just think so. We've talked about it.
That I'm uptight?
Sometimes you can be a little tightly wound.
Okay. I can get, I guess. Yeah,
but we like you.
Thank you. I like you, too.
Oh, that's a nice little moment again. No, it's just sometimes, you know what it is? Maybe it's because you're the girl.
Uh-huh.
What? That could be it.
Elaborate.
Well, I just think that we don't have the same, get tense about the same things that you do. Like, then our friends don't call in and tell personal things about us.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think that's for women. I think that's for me.
Because I think that was a rough night for you.
I was left a little speechless that night.
Yeah, so I think those things happen. And then we're left here going,
Okay,
I didn't think that was going
to
happen.
It's a bit more than we asked for,
because
but
honest
okay.
to goodness, when I asked that kid, I said, tell us a secret about her. I thought I was going to get, like, she wears gum on her nose or something.
Mm-hmm.
No. They went right into it.
They do.
I think they'd been tipping the bottle a little that night or something.
Yeah.
They were having a good time.
I always reference that. I'm like, Scott said, were your friends drinking? And I said, yes, they were.
They had to be.
They had to.
Oh, my gosh.
They were silly.
So, Caleb, you've been back week number... You're sensitive, too. I didn't realize you were so sensitive.
What am I sensitive about? What?
Was it anything like...
No, he came up to me first thing at work Sunday. Now, what did you do? It came right up... First, we've worked together for a long, long time, and you came up to me, and what did you say?
I asked how I was on
how
the
was
show
I?
Last week.
Oh. How was
he's
I?
He's curious. I get it. You want to know if you did well?
Well, I'd let you know if you didn't do good.
No, you wouldn't. You would
no,
walk
no.
out of the front door and you say, oh, that was a train wreck.
No. There aren't many RBGs.
Well, I'm just saying. I've seen it happen.
No, you haven't.
With you?
What have you seen happen?
Where somebody leaves and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, okay. He's got some negative opinions there. And that's okay. Everyone's got their negative opinions.
Matt,
gonna...
have you ever seen this?
Be honest.
Be honest.
I've seen it one time, but I don't think Carrington was here then.
Yeah, I don't remember who that would have been.
Give me
an initial and I'll know who it is.
Man, I gotta actually think of her name. K.
K.
You had to think.
K. There was a woman in here named K?
No,
it began with a K. First name begins with a K?
First name begins with a K.
Wow, you have to tell me.
My name begins with a K. Is this about me?
No.
There was that time.
That was a bad show. Yeah. No, who have you seen me be? Because I know it's not true, so you can say who it is. Who did I say was bad?
We had a certain singer and his sidekick.
Oh. No. No.
Scott.
Listen.
You're red in the face right now.
Well, it's hot in this room.
Uh-huh.
Here's what happened.
Uh-huh.
Here's what... 76 degrees in here.
You know,
here's what... And I got a sweater on. Here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little confusion that night.
Okay.
There was. Because I think they thought it was going to be on television, which it was supposed to be, but it didn't end up. That's all that happened that night. That was more on me.
Okay. It seemed... there were some criticisms, is all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, I don't think it happens often.
No, then that's okay. I'm not trying to, make everybody nervous. It happens, though,
There's a little bit of a cold wind there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, well, listen, yeah. I try not to criticize people. I try to love everybody equally.
Okay.
I do. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, is that I really don't think I have many enemies. Now, there might be people, oh, you know, remember the letter I told you I threw in the drawer last week and didn't read?
Yes.
Somebody called, was it Sarah? Sarah might have called this week, mm-hmm. and said, did you really not read it? And why did you keep it in a drawer? And then I had to explain why I did throw it in a drawer. No, I haven't read it. I won't read it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to be critical.
I would just read it.
I'm not going to. Because I like that person, and I don't want to think badly of them.
What if,
and
it's, if, not, what if it's not critical, though?
The thing that was written on the envelope, I know it's bad.
Look, how about you just, like give it to me and Karen, read it, and then we'll just do it.
You'll tell me.
No.
You will.
I'm kind of with Scott. Some things are better left unsaid.
Absolutely.
No, we need to answer that.
Yeah?
Because I like this. I would like them even if they said bad things, but I know it's bad, and I don't want... It's like when somebody... I hate to go back to this, but it's like somebody not well at the end of their life. That's not the picture I want to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remember the good moments, and if I've always had good moments with somebody, and then I have the feeling that there's a bad moment, I don't want to see that.
You're just Xing that out. We're like, that didn't happen.
I don't read bad things about myself. I don't do that because we are in a social media world where people can write anything they want and don't have to have any proof on it at all. And they can just say whatever they want. And I don't think that that's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, if it's negative things about you and you, I guess you already know it's coming, there is no point because it could only really hurt you in the end or hurt your perception of them.
It wouldn't hurt me. It would hurt my perception of them. And that's what I don't want. Because if somebody has been nice to you for years and years and years and years and then all of a sudden a negative thing comes up, why do I want to do that?
I mean, but what if it's a negative thing that you have control over? And like, so say you read it and you're like, well, okay. And then you had the ability to like fix it or correct it.
Well, I probably wouldn't, because I don't think I regret anything that I've done or said, so I'm not even sure why it was negative, to be honest with you.
You're not sure it is. You didn't read it.
The envelope was negative enough.
He's got everything he needs to know.
Well, listen, when you take the time to sit down and write a note and mail it to somebody, chances are that's not going to be a happy note.
Why not? I mean, you could just as easily...
Yeah, but we also, we do not do this in life. I was just saying this to somebody the other day. We do not say nice things about people. People don't, we make an assumption in life that people know how we feel about them. Now, your family probably knows, but nobody else really knows. I mean, you might think somebody likes you. You might think somebody thinks you're okay, but you don't really know it. I think you really got to tell those people. You know, I think they can assume, but, I mean, do you really know that people like you, aside from your family?
No, I definitely like whenever I receive, like, reassurance and people say nice things or, I mean, I guess if they put an effort to see you or, like, reach out to you, then, I mean, that also kind of implies it's like, well, they're not going to say anything to you if they don't like you, so.
Right, I mean, you would, like, you said earlier that the pharmacist woman said, oh, I can see why he's on the radio, he's funny, whatever. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know that.
I wanted to tell you.
So there you go. See, so you don't know those things. You assume you get along fine with people, but you don't really know. Do you think people really know? Do you think you really know how people feel about you?
I mean, no. But, I mean, I think the people who didn't like me probably wouldn't take the time to talk to me. I think if I have to go out of my way to talk to somebody, then they probably don't like me all that much. But if I have to go out of my way to talk to somebody, then I probably don't like them all that
much. But sometimes you make it... I had the experience at work, and I'm going to tell this very quickly. I've told it before, but I think it's so unbelievable this happened to me because I'm not an overly religious person at all. But there was this kid at work, and he was in the medical field, and he was starting to take the medical classes, and he was starting to question his belief system. And he just happened to mention this to me, and it's not like I was on a crusade to do anything. And all I said to him was, I said, hey, you know what? The truth is that in my life, people who have had some kind of belief system tend to be happier people. And when the life is over, if you believe something and it doesn't happen, you're never going to know.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes the difference? You know, believer, I would choose to believe in something because why not? Why would you want to? So this moment, and that's all that was said. No trying to convince anybody of anything. And he goes, and he came back to me and made a point like 2 weeks later, say, you know what? You really helped me with my faith. I was really starting to lose my faith. And I talked to you that Sunday morning and I thought you made sense. And, you know, so I'm okay now. I would have never known that.
Yeah, it was like a small, meaningless conversation to you.
Yes, meant nothing to me. So you don't know.
No.
You don't know. And people who've come back later on and say, you know, you helped me with this, you helped me with that. Hey, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. So I think it's important to do that, even with people you don't like anymore. You know, if they made some kind of difference in your life or made your life better at some point, you should tell them, especially if you're on bad terms now.
Yeah, I agree.
Call up your old boyfriends tonight when you get home and tell them that they did something nice for you.
We can try this in the new year. We'll make it a resolution or something.
Yeah. Matt, call up that girl and tell her she's not as empty-headed as you thought she was.
See, but that'd be lying.
Don't lie around here.
We don't lie.
No. All right, well, let's get to the what we're thankful for here. Because Thanksgiving is Thursday, we won't be doing this show again until next Friday. It'll be Christmas and Mary and Eve.
Exciting.
Right. So, Caleb, what are you thankful for this year? Now, nobody say family, because everybody says family.
I'm thankful for my job.
There you go.
I mean, my job really isn't that bad. It pays for my bills, and honestly, I don't know where I'd be. Like, I'd probably be, like, slaved away in a factory.
That beats that.
It does.
Yeah. Matt, what are you thankful for? And don't say family. We all assume everybody's thankful for their family.
So, I am thankful for everybody who takes part in making the things that I like or I purchase, including, like, you know, the farmers, the people in the factory who work it, the people who, you know, harvest all the natural resources and everything like that, because without all those people and the well-oiled machine that we got going on here, we wouldn't have those things.
Well, that's an interesting. I like that. That's very unique.
Yeah, that was thoughtful.
Carrington, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the radio station and WGH since I got to start being a part of that this year.
That was the brown nose that came the other night. And I never would have dreamed you would have said that because you're a little prickly sometimes.
Sometimes. But, like, deep down, I really do like doing this. Like, I have a great time.
What else would you be doing?
I think I'm actually having people over to hot tub tonight after this, so.
I'm having people over in a hot tub?
Yeah, I have a hot tub.
And you just invite people over?
Yeah, my friends.
And you've never been invited.
Oh, man. So you guys can come?
Well, let me see. Go over to your house and sit in a hot tub with your friend. Boy, doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, I didn't think you would have come, so.
Is this like girlfriend you bring over?
Yeah, just
or
like my friend. A mixture.
Like, how many people are you sitting in a hot tub?
The number varies, but tonight I think it'll probably be like 4 to 5. Mom and dad, people are coming over to hot tub. This is the announcement.
Poor mom and dad.
I know.
My good. I would sit in the kitchen and talk to your mom because I think we have a nice little relationship.
Okay, perfect. So you come over and talk to my mom.
We'll
hang out in the hot tub outside.
She can bake cookies and we'll have a whole little thing.
Perfect. What are you thankful for? We haven't gotten to that yet.
You know what? I'm thankful for a lot of things because, you know, I'm lucky, you know, that I get to do things. You know, it's very similar to Caleb in that I really don't have a job that I don't like. I mean, I don't think of any of them as jobs.
Yeah,
they're just fun. I go have fun. Whatever I'm doing, I'm having fun while I'm doing it. There's no job that I do that I don't like doing. And I don't think anybody can say that. And I thought a lot the other night when Mary Ellen was on and talked about her success in her life, and she said she never did it for money and she would have done it for free. Don't tell anybody. And I feel the same way. I certainly would have done this for free. And it's just fun. It's, you know, most people live very succinct lives, and at the end of their life, I don't know that they get to look back and say anything, but, you know, I went to work, and, you know, I had fun. I met a lot of very interesting people. I asked a lot of interesting questions, and who gets to do things like light the Christmas tree and marry? And I was talking about that to somebody the other day when it was an option. I said, you know, I don't know if that's something, and they said, how many people get to do that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I agree. I think that being able to say you enjoy your job is big. I just know so many people who hate going to work every day. So.
They do, and it's a wonderful life if you make it that way, if you make the right choices. But I certainly am thankful for you two, sincerely, and I don't say that enough, because this has been a fun year, because this show had hosts before you two, and not I'm saying anything negative about them, but when it started, the host of this co-host of this show was not really, she wanted to do it, but she wasn't in I think she got in over her head, and then she left, and then I got another host who was perfectly fine. I enjoyed being around for a couple of years, but I think it just never worked exactly as well as it should have, and this clicked from the beginning, and it's so strange because the three of us never really talked.
No.
We talked occasionally, but not a big conversations, certainly not like now.
No.
So, and we never talked. We talked one time in the break room, and I couldn't even remember your name.
No, you couldn't. Right. That was good.
So it's interesting that this all came about, and now, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, now we're like a little family.
We were a little family, and we younged it up here. Oh, so yeah. That's nice. And Caleb, you know, we've always had a good time, and now you're going back across town.
I am.
We'll never see you again.
Wait, what? You're moving?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Next week is my last week.
What?
Yeah, you better get that shot in quick.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Wait, why?
That's why they just need you. Gave me the option for the shot.
That's right, because it's
yeah, he's like, I won't be there anymore.
Times are ahead.
I just got a promotion through the front end.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Well, thank you. Thankful for your promotion.
Yes. There we go.
Well, I hope everybody is... I'm also thankful for the listeners, by the way, who listen to this show every week and listen every morning. You can never not be thankful for that. And I'll be back on Monday morning doing the program, and we'll be back next Friday night. So pay attention, everybody, and enjoy your weekend. Oh, big weekend this weekend. Last weekend before the holiday season. After that, it's just a big, fast time of the year. Busiest month of the year. For Caleb... and Matt and Carrington, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Jordan Emmons and Timmy Dickinson Evans were located at a motel in Columbus. Emmons fled in a vehicle when he saw officers closing in, leading to a high-speed pursuit in which he rammed several police cars before crashing himself. He was taken into custody after a foot chase by the Columbus police. He was transported to the Franklin County Jail on charges coming out of his actions during the pursuit and the numerous warrants he had in Marion County. Evans was taken into custody at the motel without incident. Evans was also transported to Franklin County Jail, where she awaits transport back to Marion County. Both are suspects in several thefts in several counties. Tens of thousands of dollars worth of suspected stolen